Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. Primas y primos, ¿qué lo que? And welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast. Con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez. And yes, this podcast is bilingual. Ahora, Dear God, in this context, for my movement is whatever or whomever you want it to be. It can be the universe, religious God, Buddha, self, nature, lo que sea para ti. Dear God, Are We There Yet? Is a lifestyle community of question seekers. The goal is simple: to empower thought-provoking conversation, provoking conversation, share happiness, and encourage each of us to never stop asking questions and having conversations that matter. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel where I talk about self-growth, budgets, and business, and passion to empower others. Ahora vamos a comenzar, vamos a hablar like it's a 1995. Wow. The past week has been crazy. If you guys live in Florida, you know that this Hurricane Dorian was not Dorian, Dorina, La Dodo, lo que sea. She was not budging, but gratefully, she didn't come to Florida, and which was amazing. But I want to be able to just take a moment of silence for everybody in the Bahamas and just energy, good energy for everyone in the Bahamas, because they really did not get so lucky. So please keep them in your prayers or your thoughts and so forth. So I want to talk about today, Dear God, is magic real? I kind of asked my wife this the other day, and it was so random because I just kept thinking about random things in my mind, and I said, do you believe in magic? Like, do you think it's really real? And she said, yeah, she believes in magic. She believes that there's another realm into that. And so I know I sounded like the Ronald McDonald, which, by the way, I never even knew what that was, because I didn't know about McDonald's like that. I mean, en mi casa no se comía McDonald's. I mean, come on. Anybody that knows me and my family and my dad, no, we were not eating McDonald's when we were younger. So I didn't know that Ronald McDonald said that. But the reason why I'm talking about magic and being it real, because, you know, we see the word magic and we automatically have this attached perception of what it means. You know, show us your magic, shine like magic, whoop whoop, black magic, you know, or whatever magic means to you the first time it pops into your mind, and what do you perceive it to be. And so thinking this, I think of the first thing that comes to my mind is when I think about magic, I think about magic being similar to faith. Like when people ask, well, do you have faith? Do you believe in faith? Do you believe in the existence of not having to see something to believe in it? And for a religious person, and when I say religious person, I mean like someone with a correlation or attachment of a sort of a religion or some type of ritual, or, you know, I would say, like, you know, Catholic, Jehovah's Witness, you know, attached to a religion, Protestant. Of course, you can ask someone of faith and they would say, yeah, you know, I have faith because, you know, I believe in God, and, you know, and they would give you that. But then there's a lot of other people that might not have that, and they might have from a spiritual level, and they believe they have faith too. They don't know exactly where it might come from or what it is, but they have some sort of faith. I kind of feel like that's like magic. Have you guys ever thought about that? Like, when you see the word magic, is magic faith? Is it that we can't see it, but we believe in it? Or is it that those showcases from, you know, Las Vegas, we see them and we're like, wow, is that really real? But it's a trick. It can be taught. I mean, you can go to magic school, I think. Literally, I think you really can go to magic school. Is magic just an illusion? Is faith an illusion? And so I keep questioning all these things because I'm saying to myself, it's not to doubt. And I say that I have this at the podcast hoy. No es para que yo hago toda esta pregunta en la mente. Yo digo, ah, yo no creo en eso. O yo estoy preguntando porque yo no creo en eso. No, I'm not saying that I'm questioning these things because I don't believe it. I'm just questioning because I believe in questioning everything. Not to question it to feel that you're against something or no que yo estoy contra algo, but to be curious, to understand the deeper or depth of anything. Because for me, 5 years ago, you would say magic, and I would probably say something different. Where now, I correlate it more to like this just faith. So is magic faith? And if that's so, I believe in faith, so it must be real. But is seeing really believing, and believing you have to see? So these are just questions that I'm asking you guys and to think about when you are, you know, driving along the road in your life and you're saying to yourself, well, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Or is it the other way around? You know, we talk about the universe, we talk about the world, we talk about the moon, we talk about Earth, we talk about all these different planets, we talk about all these different things, and we are going based off of what we've been told, but we haven't seen it. So can we believe in it? Maybe we can. Maybe we can do so much research and know it's there. But there isn't a book that can say to me or you that, you know, that faith is something you know. It's something you feel, right? Can you really prove it? Yeah, lots of people could say you can prove that with the law of attraction. But then I want to talk about a little bit about this, you know, seeing, believing, and the magic word of the mystical word of magic. Because when years ago you would say, oh yeah, magic, or you talk about magic, you think of it as being mystical and being rare and being, you know, kind of like tantalizing. Like, oh my God, you do magic. Like, or you're tapping into another part of the world, another realm. And it's kind of seen like, oh no, even horoscopes, I believe back in the day when people would think that's some type of magic or some type of voodoo per se, you know, is it because they don't know it and it was judged because it was different from the norm? So then we come into 2019 and we talk about defining magic. Back again, the circle of defining magic. Look, para todo el mundo que está escuchando este podcast, you know, people define magic differently. So black girl magic, black men magic, Afro-Latina magic, Caucasian magic, Chinese magic, or Asian magic, African magic, European magic, todos somos tenemos mágica. We all have some type of magic in us, right? So how we define this magic now is completely different than how we defined it years ago, and it's only evolving. So I wanted to bring this podcast today about, is magic real, to make you kind of think about things that you might question to yourself in life about being real or not real, and how being, you know, cultivated into a society or a ambiance of atmosphere where you are you're gravitating to believe into something that's not, or believe into something that's not great. You know, I see it on every single day, or when I'm watching something and I see people that look like me on TV. That is magic to me. That is change. That is transformation. That is an opening door. So we are magic. All of us women, we are magic. So if you ever have to question yourself, is magic real? Just think about the perception of what you think and what you believe magic is. And don't let anybody take that shine away from you and what you believe, and keep questioning everything. That's all I want to talk about today on the podcast. Just keep questioning everything. I want to thank you guys for listening to this really short episode of the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast. Just wanted to talk about una poquito de magia. But don't forget to check out my Dear God swag, where I actually have a shirt that says question everything. And I promise you it's going to be a conversation starter in public, because that's what we need to do. We need to go ahead and, you know, add those conversations where we do question everything and not just go because somebody tells us something. Let's formulate our own minds and formulate our own facts and figure out how that correlates with our emotions, our feelings, our, you know, our morals, our habits, our personalities. And I'll see you next time on the Dear God Everyday Get the podcast.